Hi, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And we're back again, you guys. Episode 89, and we're feeling fine.
Yes. One more episode until we're in the 90s. And then the hundreds. Imagine when we're in the hundreds, it's going to be so weird.
101, 102,
we already know what we're doing for the 100th episode, by the way. We're not going to tell you, them.
Yeah, no, not yet. Okay, that's going to be exciting. Not yet.
It's a surprise.
Maybe we're in like the 95s-ish.
Not 98, 99.
I don't know.
Maybe we just won't. We're not going to say anything until it happens, but we are going to do something for the 100th episode, so y'all better be tuned in the whole entire time.
So don't ever skip a beat, skip an episode.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Before we get into the episode, let's get into some things that are coming up soon. So, Atlanta, 4/5/25, baby boy, baby girl, baby whoever.
Yes.
Are you excited for the show?
I'm excited. I mean, I'm not stressed out because I know we have everything under control, but it's just going to be so much. Like, it's just been a lot. Like, I'm having a family member fly out. I have to do a DC hosting right before. Mm-hmm. Also, if you guys are going to be in DC April 3rd, I am hosting Rose Bar. So, not only is you could see me in DC, you can also see me at the Atlanta show. So that's like a whole thing, but it's just a lot, y'all.
Is your cousin gonna fly with you to DC too?
No. She's just gonna come to Atlanta. Yeah, she's just coming to Atlanta. But it's a lot. Like, I'm excited to go back though, because you know I lived out there and I don't go back to Atlanta for real. So
yeah, nobody really be like, you know what? Let's plan that trip to ATL, but we will. This time.
Right, we will this time. And what? All of the general admission tickets are sold out.
Yeah.
We have...
Oh, yeah, we do.
We have
about to say, people do go to... Like, when you have family member, you'd be like, yeah, let's go to Atlanta. Atlanta do be lit, so I can't even shit on Atlanta like that.
Yeah, no, you can't shit on Atlanta, but I ain't never just been, like, wanting to go to Atlanta.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, I haven't. No shade. I, like, lived out there, so I get it, but I'd rather go to, like, Miami or some shit.
Yeah, so right now, the general admission is actually sold out, you guys, you know? So grab that VIP while you can, because, you know, like, people like to get shit last minute, and then that last minute come around and then it's gone. So get it while it's hot, baby.
Right.
Yeah.
But let's get into our week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Also, we filmed a new Patreon as well.
Oh, yes.
So check out our Patreon, you guys. We did 2 in 1 week. So shout out to us. Pat on the back for that.
And we ran into Jacob from the Just Us podcast.
Yeah.
So randomly, we were in there at the crab spot. I was like, is that Jacob?
And not only was he there, he was representing as well. He had his whole hoodie on and everything. And I was like, we need to bring them on the show. Mm-hmm. Oh, I actually seen that.
What?
The girl who stays in my apartment complex, I asked her if she wanted to come on too.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that would be cute. What'd she say?
Yeah, she was like, yeah, of course.
Oh, that would be cute.
Yeah.
But
so we're racking them up, you guys.
Mm-hmm. We are racking them up. We want to have some guests for you guys in May, because I'm going to be getting surgery. So I'm going to need to take a little rest. So we want to make sure that we like pump out all our episodes. Don't miss a beat for y'all. And I don't want to be on camera looking too damn crazy too soon. So, you know, whatever. But yeah, make sure you check out that Patreon. We ran into him. We had like some good talk with him. It's always interesting, like, speaking to other podcasters and getting to know their experience, especially when it's another podcaster who has a podcast with their best friend. It's like, okay, you could really relate to these people, you know?
I feel you.
Right.
And so, then my best friend Clark was there as well. Mm-hmm. And we were, you know, just chopping it up with her. I want her to come on that podcast too. She's a light
love
as
Clark.
Well.
She is the one who was living in Turks and Caicos, but she moved back.
Yeah.
Because we talked about her on the pod before.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's just all good vibes, you guys. But, yeah, week, yawn, tired, sleepy. She just got back from volunteering, y'all. She's an angel.
Yeah. Yeah, every Tuesday I volunteer. If y'all don't know, that's been a thing that I've been doing for years now. I thought I had more time to like change and like take a shower and all that stuff, but like it went by a little longer. So no, I'm straight from the homeless.
You still have the homeless juices on you, huh? Yeah, that's really angelic of you.
No, but my week has been pretty slow, honestly. Like, you know, like on Monday I sent the group chat text and was just like, hey, you guys, we're 12 days away from the show. Yeah. We're 11 days away. So I've been only just focused on that for sure. But honestly, nothing really like exciting has been going on with my week per se. Just went to a little event for curly hair. Yeah.
But you didn't even wear your curls to the curly hair event.
They know what's up. They seen the back. Because the back don't be none of my business. The back be curled up regardless of how much got to be I got in there. But
that's hilarious.
Yeah, I just went to a little event. Just, you know, I was just chilling this week. I really want to have like a dinner party soon.
Really?
Yeah, I posted that on my close friends. Remember, I was like, I want a dinner party vibe. Like, I just want people to come. Like, not even a dinner party, like a potluck. Like, I want to do that within like the next week or something.
Yeah, no, actually, you know what's so funny? I've literally been thinking that too. I was about to tell Taylor yesterday, like, let's do a Taco Tuesday or something. Let's do something to get the people together.
Get the people together just to vibe out, like, just to have all of my friends in one place. Because I have been noticing that I've been like, not spreading myself thin, but been like every day with another person or just like dealing with a whole bunch of just like different stuff. But I'm like, yeah, I just want it all in one place, because I was talking about that recently when we were all together, and what was it? It was just a random event, a random Tuesday that I was like, who was I? Yeah, and
we were like, talking about it with Clark.
Yeah, with Clark, and everybody was just there, and it was just like a whole thing. But yeah, I just want to do something like that. Everybody have like a little potluck, bring something, bring like a signature drink.
Or you know, I would love to dish. Cook a couple sides.
Exactly.
So
no, honestly, don't even stress yourself out with a couple. One, because everybody should bring something, and it don't even have to go together.
You know, I don't even trust everybody food like that.
Yeah, well, when I made that chicken, I mean, when I made that corn chowder.
Oh, that was, oh, she had made some freaking, I thought it was clam chowder.
It was corn.
Oh, it was corn chowder. I was very scared, but she made corn chowder from scratch. It was hella good. It actually was hella good. But
yeah, I've been in my cooking bag as well.
Very proud of her. I just did call her the other day to go eat, and she was already cooking. And I was like, okay, I see you, auntie. No, just kidding. Same. Like, I've been like looking for my birthday stuff, and I want to do the same thing. Like, I don't want no like modern, overly luxury, flashy birthday. I just want a backyard barbecue type vibe. Like, have all my friends come together, bring a bottle.
Backyard boogie.
Right. Literally a backyard boogie. Like, that's
spades.
What I
want. Spades. You know how to play spades?
No, baby.
I'll teach you.
I've learned 1,500 times. When I tell you, I've learned so many times to learn spades, it just goes in one ear and out the other.
La-di-da-di-da.
Right. When people start talking about spades, all of a sudden I just become
deaf. But look, with black people, it be getting so aggressive. And I'd be like, I'm not even that serious about nothing. Why are you yelling at me? Why are you slapping shit on the... My mom be slapping the cards right here and be like, what you think this is? I'm like, baby, relax. It do not be that deep.
I'm crying. Yeah, but we should definitely do that. We should... That's like
a cute... And we could film it for Patreon content.
Yeah, that'll be really fun and really
cute. But our friends are tired of being like, y'all want to come do some...
Right. You want to come be on camera?
Yeah, you want
to... They're like, we don't want to be on camera.
Yeah, exactly. They don't be knowing what to say.
No. How was your week? My week? Honestly, I have not left the house in 5 days.
Isn't that great?
Until today. And I just been in the house like, well, okay, A, I was a little bit sick from Ozempic. I don't care.
Back on Ozempic.
Yeah, I really don't care to tell anybody. I don't give a fuck. I'm not ashamed. I don't care. And it's just like, everybody is on Ozempic, bro. Like, there's so many people on Ozempic, and it's like, it's such like this hush-hush thing, and I'm just like, honestly, I don't care. Yes, I'm back on the jab and the jab. You know, that's what they call vaccines.
Oh, the jab.
Did she get the jab? But it's actually making me nauseous talking about it. I don't know why. When I think about injecting it, it makes me feel nauseous. But
no, remember the first time I did it? Oh, and I was scared.
But it wasn't like that.
Oh, so now you have to
like... It's like an actual needle.
Oh, no.
It's not like
what
the
you
pen.
What you got? You got Monjaro or something?
No, I actually got Ozempic. But like when I first had did it, like when we first started the pod, remember I was hella skinny. I was like 150 around this.
Yeah, me too.
We were looking good.
We were looking back at like the beginning of the podcast. We was like, damn, we was snatched. I went to the gym today and I was like, I hate it here.
No, actually, like I look back and that was when I had like before I had did the Ozempic. So I was snatched and I haven't done it from then. So that's been like 2 years pretty much. So I was like, you know what, screw it, I'm about to try it again. Summer's coming up. And also, I just want to say, I do not need y'all advice. I do not want y'all medical information. I don't want nothing that y'all got to say. I don't want to hear about what you heard, what your cousin went through. I don't want to know. It's what I'm doing. It's my business. Leave it at that. Whatever. But
they're gonna somehow bring your teeth up. They're gonna be like,
right, right, and that's why your teeth falling out. Like, no, they're not. Like, geez, Louise. Right, literally, bro. It's so fun. Like, it's just too much. I know the Reddit gonna have a ball with that information.
Oh, I've cleansed myself from it.
Did you see that I actually left a video on the Reddit?
No, I told you I have not watched. I don't look at it.
Mm-hmm. I don't look at it. But
how do you even leave a video? I've never posted a Reddit in my life.
I had went to go look up something on Reddit and that popped up. So then I was like, I'm about to leave a message for them. So I recorded a video. I was like, hey y'all, it's winter. I just wanted to let y'all know that y'all are fucking losers. I was like, I don't care. Leave us alone. But
I don't even want to bring any more attention to the
rest. I know, I don't either. They were bringing it up on my live today.
No, they sent me some mean DMs. Somebody was nice. Mm-hmm. I understand, like, what they were like, hey, look at what they're saying about such and such. Dude, I was like, I don't even want to see that.
Now, we got to get that deleted. I'm not going to lie. Because they just are too mean and too hateful.
Yeah.
It's just like, why are you guys? If you guys are a fan of us and you know about what we're talking about, please go report it. Please go report
it. Everything over there.
Report it. Seriously, report the whole account. It's a hate account. They have leaked nudes of mine. Yeah. Like, it's totally not okay.
I delete that.
But, I mean, luckily for y'all, I'm fine as fuck. But, you know, it is what it is. I ain't that mad. But I would understand
any
if I was y'all.
That ever leaked, I did it.
Like, right. No, but.
I understand if it was y'all. You are.
I understand y'all would be pissed if y'all nudes got leaked. Yeah. But quite frankly.
No, that's why if I ever were to take a picture, it has to be perfect angle every time. If it ever comes out, it'd be like, yeah, I did it. Yeah, it happened.
I'm crying. But no, yeah. So I did the Zempers and then, oh my God, I was so sick the next day. And then I was just like, okay, first of all, everybody was in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was in Miami. Like literally it was every bird. I'm not going to use the word HOE, that's what I want to use. But every HOE was in Miami. If you know, you know. And I had an opportunity to go with like so many people. So many people were like, come, like we'll get your
flights. Why is everyone in Miami? Is it still like
It was just everybody was in Miami. The freaking
I did see that.
Yeah, they had like every girl that they've ever slept with, which is pretty much every girl in America, at the freaking boat. They had like these huge like boats that they like connected or some shit. So then they would it was bitches fighting. And I have seen something in the comments that says that's what happens when it's 500 bitches trying to share two men.
Yeah, literally. 100%. Legitimately.
But, yeah, so everybody was in Miami and
I seen a girl. I seen a girl that wouldn't even be out there. I was like, now, how the fuck did you get invited? No, girl. But I literally, and you know what that made me think about? I'm like, man, we need to rent a little boat.
But it wasn't just them that was out there. It was like even beyond just them. Yeah. It was just so many people out there. Like I had so many of my like homeboys, homegirls just being like, book your flight. Come. It's going to be so lit. And I thought about going because I'm like, you know, I'm rosterless. My birthday's coming up. Mm. Do I want to have to pay for my own birthday? You know, I was thinking about it. But, you know, I'm being a wholesome angel and yeah. I'm just like, I'm chilling. Like until this summer, I want to rage this summer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to chill. I'm going to get skinny. I'm going to stay in my bag. We have business to handle. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to be running around in Miami trying to pick up boyfriends or
and then coming here hungover.
You know, I'm trying to be refreshed and new and whatever the case
I like
be.
That. I really do like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to rage this summer? Is this going to be your last summer raging?
No, I mean, hopefully.
Hopefully. My last summer to rage.
No, I mean, I don't know. I just want to have a good time. I don't know. I just want to have a grand ball, I guess. Yeah. I mean, not like, you know, I'm not going to do like drugas or nothing like that. But I just want to have a fun summer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm always excited about the holidays.
Yeah.
That's my jam. That's my type of jam. Like Christmas and Halloween and Thanksgiving and stuff.
I just re-signed my lease. So I was just like, you know, I really want to enjoy this year in my lease again. Like, yeah. I really want to like, that's why another reason why I was like, I want to do something.
You're going to be barbecuing? And yep. Stuff like that.
I'm going to be doing everything.
That's what I mean. I want to be doing everything.
I want to be doing it. I want to be doing things like that, but I also want to utilize where I'm at as well. Right. And like, you know, like literally like when I went to with my friends and they had their little like dinner, lunch or whatever. And I was like, this is fun. People just bring in their couples and bring in bottles and bring in steaks.
A dinner party.
That's what I'm saying. I'm doing them every week at this
point. Yes. No, and it's so fun and it's so adult-like.
Yeah, it's so adult. I'm so grown. Like, I really just do not be interested in the club like that for real.
That's why I want a house. I want a house with a cute little backyard where we can have cute little dinners with like the lights at the top.
Yeah.
Wine.
Exactly.
A little spread that's a little bit decorated. Oh, my God.
I would love that.
Yeah, I would love that. I want to buy a house.
We are really aunties.
I know, but that's such a cute vibe, bro. It is. Summer nights.
Exactly. We need to utilize Lindsay's house more too at this point. And you know
hello?
What? I'm going with her I'm doing something with her Thursday.
Yeah, I just ran into her. Lindsay. And Lindsay's better come to my birthday too.
She will.
I'm inviting all of Shy's friends. I literally told Shy earlier, I was like, because the place that I got for my birthday, it's like, it's okay to have parties there. So I'm like, by the way, I'm inviting all of your friends too. Which I love all of her friends. Mm-hmm. Like, we're friends by association, obviously, but it's just gonna be so cute. Yeah, like cute. Just everybody coming together. But anyways, that's pretty much the week.
Yeah, that's the week.
It was chilling, Ozempic and vibing.
And vibing. That's it. Honestly, yeah. We just both been on a chill vibe this week. Yeah, we and did. I think that's healthy.
Chill vibe. Yep. 100%.
So the Watch the Red, my yes. favorite segment.
Are you going to go first or do you want me? Because I actually been watching something.
So I watched The Residence on Netflix. It is a murder mystery. If you've paid attention to all the things that I've suggested on here, they're all damn near murder mysteries.
Really?
I have an issue. I have a problem.
I'm Paradise obsessed. Wasn't.
No, yeah, I know, but
was.
Like,
it kind of was.
Kind of, it was yeah. actually a murder mystery as yeah, well.
Actually.
But yeah, it was a murder mystery. It was the one of the like the crazy lady from Orange Is the New Black. So she's on it, and I loved it.
Wait,
I
which those, crazy lady?
Like the one who, the crazy one, like the
crazy.
Her name mentally. Crazy.
She was crazy.
Mentally ill.
The black girl or the white one?
The black
one?
Girl.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love her. I love
yeah,
her.
Yeah, no, she was pretty good. So it was all over the place, and I loved it. I love trying to guess who killed somebody. Mm-hmm. I love doing that. You know what we should do too? That I've never done an escape room.
Really? You've never done an escape room?
No, I haven't.
We can go anytime.
And
we
I feel
can,
like I'd be great at it.
We can go anytime. They're actually very fun. I've gone a few times.
Yeah, never been. What'd
but
you watch?
What I watched was, I've actually been watching White Lotus. And that's like a very popular show. Mm. So I was just like, you know, let me give it a go-ski. I'm on season two. There's four seasons. And I will say, I liked season one way more than I've liked season two. I don't like the fact that in season two, there's a lot of Italian. In season one, everything was in English. I don't really like having to like watch my screen all the time when I'm watching a show. Like if I'm in the kitchen cooking and I want to turn my show on, I don't want to have to turn and watch the screen because they're speaking Italian, you know?
See, I'm completely different. I don't like, you remember one time me, you and Asia was watching TV and I was just like, nobody talk. This is a new show.
I can't though.
I need to be able to, like, I don't want to be on my phone. I don't want to be on anything else. So I need to be later and watching. Wait, so what streaming service is it on?
Max.
Max?
Yeah, Max.
It's too many streaming
services. HBO Max changed to Max.
Wait, so Max and HBO aren't the same thing anymore?
I don't think HBO is a thing anymore.
I miss cable.
They changed the name to Max. They just took off the HBO and now it's Max. Maybe, I don't know. It's not autopay. I do have a password you can use. I do have a password you can use, but you will have to split the bill with me.
No, absolutely. The hell? No, what's the point of that?
Just kidding. But, okay, social media question of the week. What celebrity stories or gossip are you tired of seeing on your timeline?
You can go.
I'm really tired about the Alabama Barker and Bad Baby thing, because that's like a TikTok thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel kind of nauseous. I'm not going to lie. What else?
Drink water.
I know I have been. I don't know. What about you?
I have four.
Damn. Okay, you thought about this one. Go ahead. Tell me.
Okay, for starters, I don't know why it pisses me off, why these what? Things piss me off so bad, but majority, Neo and his polyamorous relationship.
Oh my God, pack it up.
I don't know why it is the topic of any discussion on anybody's blog or social media page. It really
is. Right.
And he'd be like, since y'all so interested, and he shares another thing or another woman. I don't give a damn who is asking these questions.
Right.
Two. Jonathan Majors and Megan Good.
Oh, yeah.
If I got to hear about him talking about Coretta Scott King one more motherfucking time.
Honestly, yeah, I'm tired of hearing about it, too. I had heard he was like, yeah, my wife lost brand deals when I went through all that shit.
You think I want to hear about a black woman struggling? Because a man? I don't. Three. Anything Kanye West.
Oh, my God. Okay, Kanye West is a terrible human being, but some of the things he says is kind of funny, though.
And this is how I know when people are really fucked up, because Amber was like, I don't see nothing he doing wrong. And I was like,
no, he is doing things very wrong.
She's like, yeah, he's doing things wrong. She was like, I don't, like, if he, first of all, this man made a list of people that he hate, and his children were on it.
He said,
are people
kids.
Who've done him wrong, my kids, and
how
the whole entire black community.
How did your kids do you wrong? I'm so confused.
Now, why am I in it?
Right.
Another one.
Oh. Forgot it was four. My bad.
Anything Zeus baddies. I don't see a point. It really, I break my fingers trying to scroll past it because, you know, first of all, I'm really not a fan of reality anyways, but if reality has like a little storyline, a plot, what did we watch that was really good?
What, a reality show?
A reality show at your house. And it was like about.
Love Island?
No. It was those women with the mean one, Sherelle.
Oh, Wags.
That was actually...
You said the mean one, Sherelle. Was that her name?
And I met her, and that's my girl.
Yeah, Wags.
She was real nice to me when I met her in Turks. But when that has a little storyline or a plot and they just beat them up, bang, bang. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I can get it. I can get into it, especially when I'm watching with my friend. I'm never going to turn on reality TV by myself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those are my top four that I just could do without seeing on my timeline
mm-hmm.
in any way, shape, or form.
You know, I have the word muted on Twitter of baddies. I cannot stand it. It is so stupid, so pointless, so it's so brain rot. It's literally just, and then it's not even just baddies. It's like 15 other shows trying to copy baddies, and baddies is trying to copy Bad Girls Club from back in the day. Yeah. And it's just a bunch of, honestly, you know what I look at it as? I look at it as a bunch of girls who would have never been casted for actual Bad Girls Club and who looked up to that when we were actually on the show. And they're all just like the rejects of, yeah, of, aww, you know, Oxygen, because that was like the real show. I mean, obviously, besides the girls who was actually on it,
yeah,
which is only a couple of them. But yeah, and it's honestly so sad to see four black women in the black community doing that and acting like that on TV, yeah, for like, whatever reason.
What is the plot?
There isn't a plot. There's literally not a plot. You won't never hear about no damn plot. All you gonna hear, who won this fight? Who won this fight? Who won this one? Like, baby, what else? What else?
So did y'all have like little like jobs? Or what did y'all have to do on Bad Girls Club? Like, was it a plot to it as well? Like, did y'all have like, what was the plot?
They had us doing all kinds of random stuff. On mine, they had us going camping.
Okay,
we had,
yeah,
the damn,
I could see that.
Yeah, we had the damn lady or whatever. We had, we were supposed to go on a trip. We didn't go because I left. And then we would do like activities, okay, and like, you know, stuff like that, yeah, that they'd be trying to do on baddies, but it never happens because they all on their,
they just be like, all right, you ready to square up or what?
Right. Like, we're going on vacation. Let's fight in the airport. Like,
fighting in the airport, baby girl, you ain't never flying nowhere else a day.
Right. It's just like stuff like that. But
oh, look, bringing, yeah, up the airport.
What? Oh, yeah.
Literally, this is one of our topics, you guys.
Oh my gosh. So basically, we want to talk about traveling icks and traveling frustrations, because I personally travel a lot, you travel a lot, mm-hmm, and there's just a lot of things that really, really, really grind my gears.
Yeah.
Would you like to start? Go.
No, you can start.
I wonder if you have the same with
no,
me.
No, you
probably
can start, because she's really, she, when we read, so we have a shared note app, and mm-hmm, so when I, like, it shows when somebody updates something, mm-hmm, she was just like, traveling icks in like all caps, and then she said, put in parentheses, I have a lot. So baby girl, go
okay,
off.
Okay, so let me think of my first and major traveling ick. My first and major traveling ick is when I've talked about this publicly before, is when the plane lands, okay, we get there, right, and then the bell dings, ding, like we're hearing people,
oh, I hate that too,
trying to get up and run in front of the rows that are in front of them to try to get off quicker. But you still gonna have to stand there though. So now I'm sitting in my seat and it's five people standing right here with their bags like this, when really they was all the way back there.
Exactly.
I go like this. This is what I straight up do. Bro, when it's people who run in front of where I'm standing and sitting, I go like this. When I get up, you're not going in front of me. Move.
And then it's honestly not even, it's not even the right etiquette. Like, you're supposed to let the row ahead of you
go,
calmly leave, and then you wait. And it's just like, especially if I see those same people rushing and they waiting at the baggage claim. Why?
No, that's exactly. That's
why
exactly.
Why are you up like that? We, yes, all gotta wait at the same.
That
time.
Is one of my. That is on my list. That is on my list.
And another, and oh wait, look, an ick of mine is when people are like, you know, like, this is the baggage claim. People are standing. No, this is the baggage claim. Like, where
they're standing.
Right here.
They're standing against the baggage claim thing.
There's no decorum. People don't really have decorum when they're, it comes to that.
The way that we as Americans do not use our goddamn brains. Why would you stand up against the damn baggage claim? You're not going to get your bag faster. Mm-hmm. You're actually just in the way for everybody else who has to come up over here. So stand back away from the baggage claim. Give it about 3 to 4 feet.
Yeah.
So that everybody, when you see your bag, you could go up and grab it without,
grab
having,
it,
a,
without having,
having
a bum,
a
rush,
people bum rush everybody around you. Like, please have some freaking etiquette.
Where did this come from, though? Because I am curious of where this traveling ick came from.
Because I have a hatred for it, like, passionately. Like,
did you,
I
see something that triggered it?
No, I think about it often, honestly. It's just always in my brain. No. Okay, and then here's another one. Bro. And I really don't care what time the freaking flight is, unless, okay, if it's at night, okay, whatever, I don't care. But for the love of Jesus H. Christ in heaven, do not leave your window up the whole time if the sun is out. What people around you might be trying to sleep. I might be trying to watch me a little show or something. The glare of your goddamn window is getting on my damn screen. Like, to close your window. You don't need it up the whole damn time.
I feel the same way, but I remember us speaking about that on here. And then I remember somebody commenting, and it made me look at it a little differently.
Saying what?
They were like, if I pay for window, I'm going to do what I want with it.
And I, bro, there have been times, okay, this is actually not my proudest moments, but there have been times, like, you know, sometimes you're in seats where, like,
you want to close that?
No, you lean back. Okay, when you're up, when you're, like, up, the window is not yours, right? But it's, like, one of those windows that's, like, right here. So when you lean back, it kind of is yours a little bit. Yeah. Baby, I'll close that shit.
I'll be like, well, for you.
Now that it's mine. No, I'll also ask people, I'll be like, can you close that? Because it's annoying. Really? If I'm trying to sleep, like, you don't, you have no idea. It could be a morning flight or whatever. I could have not been able to sleep the night before. I could have a fear of flying. Mm-hmm. I'm over here trying to sleep and you over there with this bright ass light on, keeping my bright ass window open. And then keep in mind, everybody else has etiquette. So the whole plane is dark, mm-hmm. but this damn window.
That one window. That
you don't get window. The picture?
And it'd be like, I'd be like, tell the flight attendant, go do that. But you know what I do? I'd be bringing my little mask. Remember my little princess pink mask, sleeping mask?
Oh, uh-huh.
I'm comfortable.
I'd be having lashes though, so I can't really be wearing eye masks like that.
Like that for them.
No, they do. They do. But I'm not doing all that. Just close your goddamn window. Like, exactly. It's just like nobody. It's just like one of those things where it's like common courtesy. You get what I mean? Like, obviously you can do whatever you want with the window, but it's like, why be the asshole? Like
Jesus looking right through that one. Right. That, like, one specific one.
Yeah. So, okay. And then I have more. Another one. Do not mind my business. Like, literally, please do not.
What?
Don't mind my damn business. Because you know what? No, I think about this time, bro. I was dating this boy, right? And I'm not gonna say exactly the details of what happened, but I was dating this boy. I'm boarding the flight to go see him, right? And he gets fired from his job and has to go to a different state, like pretty much like almost immediately. So he's like, don't board that flight. Like, I need to book a different one. Like, mm-hmm. I need to book a different one. So I'm on the plane. I'm sitting in my seat. I'm in first freaking class. Mm-hmm. I mean, not needed information, but I'm in 1A. Row 1, seat A. Yeah. The champagne has come out.
Coming right out. I have my wet towel to wipe my hands.
I'm just kidding. No, I mean, I was in first class. I'm not kidding about that. No.
Finish with the story.
So anyways, he calls me. He's like, no, like, don't get on the plane. I'm like, I'm on the plane. Like, the plane is, like, finished pretty much boarding. And I'm like, are you sure? Like, I'm, like, frazzled. So I, like, hop up. I'm like, so should I get off the plane? Like, should I get off? Because, like, I'm about to be on a long-ass flight. So once them doors is closed, honey, like, the doors is closed. I'm about to be screwed. So he's like, yes, like, get off the flight, da-da-da-da. So I tell the flight attendant, I'm like, am I going to be able to get off the plane? And the flight attendant is like, 1 second, let me just ask real quick to, like, double check. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, okay, they're asking. The freaking two people behind me, so you're going to just delay the flight? You're going to just delay the flight? I turned to them. I said, did you not hear that the flight attendant just see if it's okay? Yeah. You don't know if we might have to be sitting here for another 30 minutes. You don't even know what's going on. The flight attendant comes out and is like, yeah, it's completely fine, like, because we're going to have to be sitting here for a second. So exactly. Blah, blah, blah. They're like, you're going to be sitting here not because of me. I'm just getting off the damn plane. And I'm like, you sound dumb. I'm like, mind your business. Are you a flight attendant? Like, no, you're not. If the flight attendant says it's fine, it's fine. I'm not holding up the way. It's something else holding up the way. So, like, don't mind my damn business.
These sound like economy problems. Because why was they in your business?
Exactly.
They need to be in the back with that.
Exactly. And also, don't kick my damn chair.
Okay, so mine were different. So my traveling, like, three do's and don'ts for me while traveling, I agree with all of those on the airplane flight mode, like, that. Uh-huh. Mine were more so, like, I'll start with the positives.
Oh, positives. I thought we were only doing negatives. Sorry, I didn't come up with anything.
I'm talking about, like, traveling just in general, though. You know, that's what I thought about traveling. Like, you were talking about, like, flying in general, which is, I should have thought of that, too. But the do's of traveling for me are properly planning your trip.
Uh-huh.
Like, flights, stays, outfits, you know, itinerary, have that all lined up.
Right.
Make sure you have the funds.
Obviously. Do make not sure come around funds. No Do trip not, with me broke.
Yeah, for food, excursions, and whatever else. Like, you can, there could be, we can have a budget, but make sure you got enough. I don't want you bringing out the calculator if we having a group dinner. And you'd be like, I only had French fries. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear the whole trip. It's like, because I went on a trip one time and I was the only person putting on my card. And everybody, I don't have a card. I only have, oh, can I cash app?
How are we adults without credit cards, debit cards, some type of card.
Right. Like, I don't mind putting everything on my card, like, a night or two even. Mm-hmm. But I'm not doing it the whole time. Everybody should take turns putting it. And then, okay, we want to send the money, whatever the case.
I had to do that a lot for your birthday. I had to put my, and mind you, we was around some men's. I had to put my card down a few times.
They were paying a lot.
But they were paying a lot too. But I would, like, it would just be too much. So I would be like, look, I'm going to just put my card down.
Yeah.
And y'all can pay me.
I had to do that on one of my
birthdays. I don't mind putting my card down for less of a hassle. And then you can pay me there. Like, same. I'm not trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But if you bring that calculator out, that's when I'm going to be pissed off.
Yeah, no.
I don't got time for that.
Oh, God. No, do not.
Come so the third one is, and this is a very big do for me when traveling. Like, if I'm going to, like, a vacation, like, lately, if I'm going on a vacation, because lately I used to be, like, so, like, excursion, mm-hmm. is event, club, this, party, bam, this and that.
Right.
The older I get, the more I want to do is schedule at least one chill day.
Right.
Because have you ever come from a vacation and be like, all right, I need a vacation for my vacation?
Yes. And that's what I don't like. I don't like that. But you know, I can't even hang that many damn days. By the second day of being wasted, I'm like, right. I'm a hang back. Exactly. I'm going to be okay.
I'm going to chill. I'm going to relax. So yeah. I think at least when you are traveling with friends, whoever, a do is to... plan an absolute chill day.
Like some massages, chill at the house, get a chef.
Do you have any dues?
I mean, I would say all of those pretty much. I mean, dues, yeah. Have a good time. Yeah, the don'ts.
The don'ts, my don'ts are, this goes in with the other one though. Don't be broke on vacation. No poor mouthing. I like, honestly, you can say no to a vacation.
Right.
If you don't have the funds for it, you could say no.
Right.
Another one is don't expect handouts and hold your own weight. Meaning... Yeah. It kind of goes hand in hand with brokenness, but but like, meaning like, say if we're all like a girls trip and we all like, you know, we each take turns getting Ubers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to notice that you ain't got an Uber. You ain't bought a round of shots at one point.
Right,
no point at all. I don't want to notice that at all. And the third one for me is don't kill the vibes. I am all about a good vibe, a good time. I don't want to hear complaining. I don't want to hear arguing, bickering, bullshit. I just want a good vibe. So those are my three do's and don'ts.
Period. And that's our travel advice for everybody. Mine was like, don't kick my goddamn seat.
But I don't mind your motherfucking business.
Because I mean, seriously, like, it really is annoying. Like, okay, not everybody travels that often. So, like, people don't really know. But then also, you would think things are common sense, but they're just really not. It's just really not common sense. It's just.
No, I feel like you were taught to, like, walk in a line in kindergarten. You should know to let the seats in the aisle before you go. Oh, there was another one about traveling. Sorry. There was this viral tweet that I wanted to address, too. It said, this guy said, expensive trips in Shein outfits is crazy. Now, why the hell are you judging that? Because I feel like at the end of the day, you can have one or two designer items, you know, like just to like pop out and show out. But like people spend so much money on excursions, on the maintenance for traveling, for getting ready and all of these other things. Mm-hmm. Why are you judging my outfits? Because a good Shein 1-2 will go good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I never gave a fuck. I don't care.
And first of all, I will never wear travel clothes again.
Right.
I really don't. Like, it could be cheap as hell. And I'm like, I'm only buying these clothes to travel. And first of all, when you on, like, islands, you wearing, like, literally cover-ups and bikinis.
Exactly. First of all, I'm going to wear whatever I want. I'm never going to let the internet punk me into wearing a full designer fit.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, I feel like when you really make money, like, you don't really care about shit like that. Like, some people do. Some people, I will say that some people are very, like, materialistic or whatever. But for me, I don't feel the need to show y'all that I can afford a $1,200 bikini.
Yeah.
I got the $1,200. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to show y'all that.
I'm spending that on a good time.
Right. Like, I don't really give a fuck. I mean, and also, like, I'm just the type of person, I don't care to spend my money on designer stuff. Like, I'll have other people buy me designer stuff, but I like to spend my money on, like, trips or, like, comfortable experiences, eating out. Like, that's the type of stuff that I spend my money on. And I spend a lot of it on that. So, mind your goddamn business if I want to wear Shein on a vacation. I mean, I don't really wear Shein on a vacation, but I might hit the Fashion Nova, but
I for sure hit a Fashion Nova.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I don't really shop at Shein either.
It is what it is.
To each his own.
Right.
Don't be judging people. They going on vacation and you on the computer talking about it.
Period. Next viral tweet. Oh, actually, it's a video. Young Miami, I have a lot of opinions about this.
Really?
Yes. Young Miami says her man can cheat 4 times before she leaves. Is this transparency or toxicity? I think it's fucking up the game. If I'm going to be honest, that's what I think it is. I don't think it's transparency. I don't think it's toxic. I think that I'm so sorry. Like, we all know that a lot of men cheat. okay? But I'm really tired of women getting on the internet and just openly saying, yeah, my man can cheat on me this many times, or it's okay for my man to cheat because he gon'... Okay, whatever. We all get it. Especially if you date the type of men of that, like, you know, a lot that's of that us shit, yeah. do date who, like, have this level of fame or this mm-hmm. level of money. Yes, you are expected to kind of, like, bite your tongue and basically accept gifts as apologies. Mm-hmm. But I'm not ever going to tell a motherfucker out by mouth it's okay for you to cheat on me. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to knock your head off your shoulders, because that's exactly what's going to happen. And I'm tired of girls telling these guys, okay, yeah, it's okay to cheat, because then they meet me and I'm the bad guy. I'm the crazy one. I'm the one who's not chill or laid back. But there's no way. I'm not going for it.
I feel like she should not have... Young Miami should not have put a time, a number on how many times you are able to cheat. For one, a man should be afraid of losing you when he cheats or when he does something fucked up. Like, why are you being like, all right, now you got one more chance, my boy? Like, that to me does not make any sense. And by all means, I understand being like what you just said, like being in that position and like dealing with men who do that. And it's just like, all right, I understand. She's like, I'm being realistic,
right?
But to me, it's just like it's a little too transparent, because a man
be realistic in your brain.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about it, because too many people have started saying shit like that, and like it's like I said, it's fucking up the game. It's fucking up the game, and it's fucking up relationships. Like, you cannot be in it's first of all, if you're allowing a man to cheat on you, it's not a relationship, you're his bitch. It's just that simple. You're one of his bitches, and that's just that. He's paying you to stay. He's paying you for apologies. He's doing all this. And keep in mind, I am no saint. I am not better than the next. I have been in these situations. I have been in these predicaments. I have allowed men to give me money as apologies and make me take them back, and I have forgiven them for the same shit. I have. But as I've gotten older, I think I've just, like, I've gained more self-respect for myself, and I want a real relationship. I don't want a relationship with the richest, finest man who sleeps with 500 girls a month, who is never going to be faithful to nobody, who never is going to be in like a real committed marriage, because I know that's what I want for myself. So I feel like once you get to a certain age, like, you have to age out of this mentality of like, yeah, my man can mess around on me, if you want real love. If you don't want real love and you just want to be somebody's bitch for the rest of your life, by all means, let them do whatever they're going
to
do.
And you know, I agree with that. And the most respect to like women who do leave after the first time somebody cheats, or the first time like a man does something wrong that they don't like. And it's like, that's understandable. There are some women who will leave those dynamics and those relationships when that does happen the first time somebody cheats.
Right.
But not everyone is like that. And I think just her vocalizing it to that extent is detrimental to relationships and to a significant like companionship, because it's just like, no man should ever feel like I can get over on the person that I'm supposed to be in love with and in a relationship with. Like, no man should be able to feel that way.
And then not only just that, I just want to add, you guys think that cheating is just like some, oh, my man is going and sleeping with somebody else, like it's not a big deal, it's not an emotional connection. STDs are a very real thing. And these days, these guys are sleeping with him, her, they, and them. And y'all are over here just, oh, yeah, he can go dip his dick in whatever honey jar. It doesn't really matter. And that's why your coochie is going to fall off eventually. It's not even a safe thing to be doing. And if you think in your mind that every time a man is having sex with somebody, it's with protection, you're wrong. Absolutely. These men will stick their raw dick in just about anything, a piece of chicken if they could. I don't know why, like, if he's cheating and he has like that low of a moral compass, he don't care about fucking a random girl.
And you
raw.
Don't even respect me to like not even like try to hide it or be like, all right, imagine your man coming up to you and be like, this is my third strike,
right?
Bro,
what?
Boy, you getting the uppercut out of this.
And that's
ass.
My thing. Like I said, I really be knocking heads off shoulders. I'm not about to play that shit. You're disrespectful.
Yeah,
if we
it's
sit
disrespect.
Up here, right? If we sit up here and we agree that we are in a committed relationship, we are building something, we have a foundation, we're working towards something real, and you step out on that, I'm cool, bro. I'm cool.
And there have been times in relationships that I've been in relationships as well, and that I have been cheated on. And like, before that situation were to happen, I'm like, I ain't never gonna be like, I'm never gonna deal with a cheater. I'm never gonna do this and that.
Yeah.
And then when that situation were to happen, I felt like I had built so much time up with somebody. And it's just like, those are situations where it's like, damn, I built so much time with this person, so much effort, so much energy, and invested a lot into this person. And like, I thought that I would leave the second that shit happened. And then next thing you know, I'm back in that situation. But that's a one in, like, no, you don't disrespect me. I'm not going to be like, well, you got three more chances. Right, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely not.
And
like,
that, yeah, that's understandable.
I'm not judging anybody for doing either or, but it's just like, I'm not about to like shrug my shoulders and be like, you know what? He got three more times to be able to fuck up.
And of course, it's understandable when you have a relationship with somebody, if they, keep in mind, when my last relationship, my ex didn't even cheat on me. He just did some kind of cheating shit. And I was like, I'm not having that. Like, you got, like, it was okay, cool. Like, it was like, I'm going to let you know how much I don't play that shit.
Yeah.
Because if you would have sucked your dick in somebody else, it would have been a whole different situation. Like, you get what I mean? So, I don't know. I just feel like, every time, and this is like, cause keep in mind, I have been in situations where I have been like with that same mentality, you know, you're with somebody who's not going to be faithful. Exactly. You have to be realistic about it. You have to like be okay with this or whatever the case. I'm just not at that place in my life no more. Yeah. Like, you get what I mean? So it's fucking up the game. Quit vocalizing that shit. Like, please go. Cause now, and here's the other thing, the type of men that maybe, you know, Young Miami is dating, or, and I'm not trying to say like Young Miami's dating or I have dated or like people who have dated like in this industry who have this amount of money. You're telling this to like younger girls who like are dealing with guys who don't have the funds to even make up for this type of shit. Like, if they wanted to.
We have said before, cheating is a rich man's game.
Exactly.
And honestly, and I'm sorry, we hate to say that. A bitch will heal up like the Wolverine money is involved. You can't be cheating and you working a 9-to-5 at McDonald's.
And you telling these young girls who are dealing with, you know, guys who are, not no shade to regular jobs or anything, but maybe not making as much income as like a mega millionaire or a billionaire. Yeah. And that now you got these little motherfuckers thinking that they could just go cheat four times and it's going to be cool. Like,
absolutely
no,
not.
it's just please, like, ladies, quit vocalizing it. If that's what it's going to be, keep it within you and between you and God. And that's completely up to if you want to take the man back or charge him for the apology fee or whatever the case.
An apology fee could be necessary.
But they supposed to be scared to cheat.
Supposed to be afraid to cheat. 1,000 I feel like it is the highest form of love is consideration. If you don't consider me in moments of you doing things like that, you don't love me. You don't consider me. If you don't consider me in this relationship, what am I here with you for? No, absolutely not.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Exactly. It's just, and that's just the, I bet not never.
I bet not never
find no shit out. I'm telling you, like, I know who I am as a person. I'm not really a controlling person in relationships. I like to just see what people gonna do.
Yeah.
But I am possessive. I don't want you to be flirting with nobody. Like,
and that's a boundary.
Yeah, talking to nobody. Boundary. Like, no, it's none of that.
It really is. Like, cheating really alters your brain chemistry.
Yes.
And, like, the dynamics of a relationship. I feel like, why would you want to hurt me?
Right.
Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to do that to me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It really does change and shift the dynamic of a relationship. And you know what's funny? I was talking about this the other day. Like, after being in a situation where I've been cheated on or where I've dealt with some funny shit, going back to like just moving like everything's regular and everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot of self-work to do when that happens in a relationship.
Right.
So why would you want to do that shit to me four times?
Right.
Why would you want to do that to us four times? Like,
yeah, the trust is broken when it comes to cheating, it's never gonna come back.
It's never gonna be the same. And you always think of it in the back of your head.
And also, like you said, like, it really is like mentally detrimental to women, because you always are gonna look like, well, why did you do that? Why did you go step out and sleep with that girl? Like, why am I not enough for
you?
What was the reason? What did she do for you that made you feel like, you get what I mean? So it's just like, why even put the partner that you're supposed to care for and love and consider and be building with through some shit like that? Like, I don't care what nobody says, how you want to flip it, dip it, and chip it. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's not love, and that's not a real relationship.
Yeah.
That's being somebody's bitch.
Yeah.
And men have a lot of bitches. We know that for a fact. But anyways, on to the next top. The girls' spot gym.
The G-spot in London sparks backlash. And this is something that I wanted to talk about because
why?
I had thought about I had thought a long time ago, why don't they have an all-woman's gym?
Uh-huh.
You know, and then, like, I finally see that, you know, it was founded by this fitness influencer, Natalie Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, for biological women only.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was just like, what else would there be a safe space of, like, women being able to just have women? And mine was a woman's only Uber driving service.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That would be mine. Mm-hmm, because, mm-hmm. you know, I just seen this video. And it was a video that was circulating on the social media for a while. This woman being, like, taken, and it was seen on her Ring door.
We shouldn't say this. We need to make this happen. This is a million-dollar idea. Multi-million dollar idea.
I'm crying.
We need to come up with this.
I'm sure somebody's thinking of it too, but like she's facing so much backlash because she's like biological women only. And mm-hmm. before in 2021, when she first like, you know, started it and funded it, we're talking about the G-Spot now, the ladies' gym.
Mm-hmm.
Before when she funded it, she was like for transgender women and, mm-hmm. you know, biological women. And now it's just strictly biological women.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why it's caused a lot of controversy as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just feel like, I see where she's coming from, and mm-hmm. it makes 1,000% logical sense to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I 100% think that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't biological women have something for themselves? Like,
exactly.
I mean, it is what it is. Unfortunately, there's also people who take advantage of, you know, the whole being trans thing and, mm-hmm. you know, will not even really be fully transitioned and, like, be trying to be in women's spaces. And I think that it's okay for women to have something for themselves.
Yeah.
I don't think that we have to necessarily do anything that is inclusive to everybody. Like, it's okay for us to have our thing, like, whatever. I mean,
and it's like, I don't want to go into spaces that I'm not invited to. Like, uh-huh. I'm not going to an all man's bar.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, why won't they let me in there? Because I'm like, I don't want to go there. I seen somebody say, I seen this black woman say,
why?
I'm not going to say it. She was like, bring back segregation. She was like, I want to know where I can and can't go. Whites only? She was like, whites only restaurants? I don't want to go in there. They probably selling mashed potatoes with no seasoning.
I'm crying. I bring back segregation. But no, I mean, yeah, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. And if anybody has a problem with that, you're just looking for an issue.
Yeah,
if I'm being real, people just want to be hypersensitive. And I personally don't like that people feel like they could just take away from women and you know, why can't biological women have something for them fucking selves? Why does that piss anybody off? There's a million gyms in the world. If you want to go to a gym or if you want a gym for biological women and trans women, okay, make one. That's just not what that one is.
Yeah.
I mean, so it just is what it is. But
did you have anything that you would want? Like, what kind of spaces do you wish existed exclusively for women?
The world. Honestly, if I'm being I would feel so much safer if the world was just women. I mean, we wouldn't
You'd be bored out your mind.
I mean, I'm like that every day. But no, I mean, yeah, boys are fun, but like maybe if they were like on a like separate island and we could just go visit them from time to time.
Wait, what is it? Boys are
for like SEX.
Where are women from, Venus or Mars?
I don't know.
How does it
Men
go?
Are from Jupiter because they get more stupider,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Something Men are from like Jupiter because they get more stupider.
I don't know. But speaking of women, B. Simone says dressing down makes you less approachable. And Shai said, I completely disagree.
Because I get approached so much when I'm looking like the raggediest of man's. Like,
what did she say though specifically?
She was just like, men don't approach me because I'm in sweats, I'm in a bun, I got a hoodie on, I'm in this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
And she has been like on social media for a lot of different things lately, but this is just one of the key things that I've been like, I mean, I've kind of disagreed with a few of the things that she said recently. Mm-hmm. Like when she said something about like in the new year healing with crystals. She was just like, don't bring no crystals, don't bring no healing, like that type of healing around me because that ain't godly.
She was saying it was like witchcraft or something.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, my Christianity and my faith is like love and meeting mm-hmm. people where they're at.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I am, what's the word? I don't feel like my faith is that weak to be questioned by someone who's like praying to crystals and doing this with
sage, whatever they're
doing whatever they want to do does not contradict anything that I have going on. I feel like you got to meet people where they're at and where they are. So that always was a little like interesting to me because it's just like it just seemed contradictory of like
mm-hmm.
Christianity of allowing people to fully thrive. And
a lot of Christian people are very judgmental.
But that wasn't it. But like the I know, right? But yeah. So I was like, no, I get it's overwhelming how much I get approached sometimes when I'm raggedy. Mm-hmm. That's why I was just like, this is absolutely not true.
I don't think it's true either. I'm not gonna lie. I honestly, I think that, like I said earlier, men will stick their wiener in a piece of raw chicken if they could. They don't care if you got on sweatpants or a hoodie or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, they really don't.
Now, what she could have said was that they may not approach her because they know of who she is, because she is like a household name and a known and actually a famous person.
Yeah.
So that could have been it. But like, it's weird to me because I was just thinking about this the other day. Like, I looked really cute. And like, of course, a lot of women like tell me I'm prettier, this and that. But men, I don't know. I guess I just give off that energy of don't really approach me. But men don't really approach me when I'm like dressed to a T. Like, I am not approached. Like, of course, they're going to stare or gawk or.
Right, right.
But no, like, I don't get approached when I'm like, when I'm dressed up.
You know? I agree. I have said that before. I sometimes feel like when I'm like out, I do not get approached that much. And I have asked I literally asked somebody one time, I was like, am I like scary or something? And he was like, yes, you are scary. He was like, you are, first of all, I'm not really like that smiley of a person either. So I could probably be more like, oh, hey guys. Like, yeah. I'd be like this, like, you know, on my whatever. But yeah, like, I've been told that I can come off unapproachable and like, I'm a little intimidating. So, I mean, guys, I feel like, are more so intimidated by you when you look hella pretty and like a full bad bitch, like, you know, but then they'll like DM the next day or something.
Be like, hey, I seen you out.
Like, bitch, eyes, like, you was right there. You was right there.
Right there. No, I stopped being like nice and giggly with men, like, not giggly with men, but like, when I seen this one, like, guy who said he would find his victims in the grocery stores if they
victims
if they would like apologize if she bumped into him or if they smiled in passing. So like, I don't know what it was.
But what do you mean victim? Why would he use like that word?
So yeah, sorry, we gotta mind that up. But yeah, he was like he would find his victims. You know how sometimes
how would he find his victims? This is all
interviewers would go and like, you know, like when they would interview people in jail and like for what they've done, they'd be like, so how did you find your victims? Or like they would interview, like, I used to be obsessed with those. Like, how would they like they would interview like child,
right?
You know,
okay. Stuff like on the that. Words that we're gonna have to all mute.
Well, yeah, they would interview all of those people, and so the right, like, he was just like, my, like, if I'm in a grocery store and I see the woman who will like apologize when I bumped into her, that's a victim. Or I would see the woman who in passing would smile and nod, that's a victim. And so, like, you know, honestly, I still do it to like black people in passing, but like you know what I'm saying? But like, in general, no, I'm not smiling at no man. I'm not doing it at all. Like, I just will not. Like, I will not, like, I'm not apologizing. Like, I mean as hell when I'm in them grocery stores.
I actually just got followed the other day in Target. And crazy. This is not the first time I've been followed in Target. I've been followed multiple times in Target. And it's so crazy. Remember when I was like, I felt like I had that stalker? Because he would be in all of these different stores that I would be in. But I think that he was just going and looking around for women. What?
Remember when that man followed me from your house?
Yes.
This man... in a U-Haul and I should have known too, because like, I'm getting out of the, and I was leaving your house. I was comfortable. I had on like some high shorts and like whatever. So like, I'm walking out of her house. This man is just like staring at me, and he does like this weird, like, like, hi to me. And I just don't say nothing back, because I'm like, weirdo, first of all, it's nighttime. Like, where you used to stay was like a little sketchy area.
It's
right?
My old place.
Her old place. And it was like a hotel, like, or like a motel across the street or whatever. So I'm like, I'm already
that was a
game.
Ghetto ass
in
hotel.
The ghetto motel. Yes, but so I'm just like, all right, I'm not about to say hey to this man or whatever. I didn't even know he was in a car at that point, so he was like walking past me. So I guess when I'm driving off, he waits for my car. I'm going hella slow. He's literally following behind me, going extremely slow. So I'm damn near going 5 miles per hour, because I'm like, nah, if this man wants to pass me up, he's going to. This man goes 4 miles per hour. So like, I bust a U-turn, he busts a U-turn. I go on a side street, he go on a side street. This is the craziest.
I remember that.
Remember this? And I'm freaking out. I'm like, he's doing everything I'm doing. I turn into a parking lot. He turns into a parking lot. So I have like the smart reaction of having to like, all right, I know the police station.
I was just going to say, drive to the police station.
I know the police station is like right down the street to the left, past the gas station. I pull up in the gas station. Pull up in the gas station. So I make a quick circle. I pull up in the police station. Thankfully, a police car is outside. I'm like, sir, if this U-Haul passes me by, this man is following behind me. I need you to follow this man and arrest this creep right now. So like, obviously the U-Haul passes. So the police officers, they get in the car and they try to, they like, he zooms off. They didn't catch him, so they come back, and I'm just like, I'm shaking and I'm stirred. But that is a lesson to honestly like be aware of your surroundings at all times as a beautiful woman.
But no, so the other day I was getting followed once again by a guy in Target, and I'm like, I was paying attention to him, but like, I wasn't fully on it. Like, yeah. I had kind of like for a second, like broke my attention because I was like looking at freaking different toilet papers or whatever. And as soon as I turn, he's right here. And he's like, hey, can I get to know you? And he like has his hand out and he like touches me. And I'm like, no, back up. And then I just walk away. But I'm just like, you have to be so mean.
So mean.
I have said crazy stuff to guys in the store who follow me. I'm not gonna lie.
See, but here's the thing. Like, I don't agree with being mean, like, in passing. Like, mm-hmm. I can't stand being with, like, a bunch of women or, like, a mm-hmm. woman who is just, like, because I've definitely seen women get knocked out
shoes. For no reason. So, like,
when they in passing be like, hey, can I get your number? Absolutely not, you broke ass nigga. Like,
if you're following me, bro, I will say, why are you following me? I'll say it loud, too.
I remember that one time I got followed, and,
when?
When, this was years ago. I still had long hair. I got followed, actually, recently, again, when I was printing out from FedEx. Remember, did you see my story about that? But yeah, I got followed and he was like in the corner of FedEx and I had to run out. But I got followed one time like walking to the bank from where I used to stay. I walked to the bank because my car was in the shop. Mm-hmm. So I walked to the bank and this creep was like following me for like 3 blocks. So I was like, why are you following me?
Right.
So I said it out loud and this is by the train station area. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's just staring and he was like, I ain't following you, bitch. Blah, blah, this and that. And I was like, yes, you are. You followed me for 4 fucking blocks. Blah, blah, this and that. He was like, I ain't following you. And that's why I bet your pussy stank. I was like,
it do.
No, now, why would you say that?
No, I mean, I'm not ever rude to people who are trying to like, hey, can I get to know you?
Yeah.
Like on some whatever type vibe. And I'll just be like, oh, no, I'm married or like whatever the case.
Yeah.
But if you're following me and you're being a creep, I'm going to be like, back up. Yeah. No, why are you following me?
Yeah.
And I'll be loud about it, too. So people are like,
exactly.
Like, what's going on? Like,
why are you like yelling low key? Mm-hmm. Why are you? I need to bring attention to this at all costs. And you know what they say about like when remember that man who broke into my apartment?
Yep.
And like I was like, help. I was yelling, help, help, because he was just staring over me.
Yeah.
I'm yelling, help. Not one singular person got out of their house. And they say that you people
fire.
Yeah, no, they say you have to say fire, fire, and then everybody gonna come out.
Right.
But that to me was so crazy. I left a note on everybody's door.
What you did?
I was just like, from your screaming neighbor, sincerely. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, no, it was
you're like, I was screaming for help because somebody broke into my house and nobody came to help.
Yeah.
But yeah, they say as a woman, you're not supposed to scream help. You're supposed to scream fire, fire, fire.
Yeah.
That's what you got to scream. Yeah, it's sad.
That's sad.
Very sad. Don't nobody care about us.
That's an effect. It's supposed to be like an effect of something that like, it's like the.
It's a, what is
what's
it?
What's the name of it?
It's like a, is it like bystander something or.
I don't know. I everybody was about to say
thinks,
Mandela.
Everybody thinks that somebody else is going to do something about it. So they don't do nothing. Like, remember when the car flipped in front of my house, like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. And that's crazy.
And no, and I was like, I seen the car flip and I was like, for like 5 seconds, I was like, oh my God, I have to go help these people.
Yeah.
I have to run outside
exactly.
in my damn drawers and go see if these people are alive in their damn car. Because I was just like, nobody else is gonna like do it until you do it.
Exactly.
You get what I mean? Everybody's just gonna be like, oh my God,
oh my God,
the car just flipped.
Yeah.
Like, you know? So I was proud of myself for that because I was like, I'm happy to know that when somebody's safety was in danger, I was like,
exactly.
I'm on it.
Like I'm on
even though I was scared of what I was gonna see.
And
I was
also
scared.
In the same sense though, you seen that story of this man. Oh, that's what it was. Remember when we were at it called? Where Clark's sister used to work at?
Oh, Granville.
Granville, and they had that whole like you know candlelit ceremony or whatever.
Oh,
and
yes.
they said that the guy died for defending someone else, defending a woman, and it's just like. I can understand certain situations like that. It'd be like, it's like, it's a hard line to tether because it's just like, when do you go out and help? But like, I do always feel like if there's a man and there's a woman situation, I feel like men collectively should go should come together and be like, all right, get this man off of this woman.
Another story. I have this story. Ooh, if I told y'all who this was, it's a very known rapper.
Who?
So we were at a very known football player's house and the very well-known rapper started beating this girl up, threw her in a pool.
Beating?
Threw her in a pool twice. Actually, she watches the podcast, so whatever. But no, not play fighting. Literally was putting his paws on her, throwing her in the pool. He was acting the ass, and all these men are standing back watching. I had to literally go up to the man whose house it was and be like, stop him. Look at what this man, why are all of you strong ass men standing around watching this happen? Like, what is going on? Like, there's no way this is okay. Cause that he did crazy. It like two times, like threw her in the pool.
Was
like
she fighting too?
No.
First of all, after them first rounds of licks, I would have went home. I would have grabbed my
But my thing is just like, why is every man just over here? Nobody's like, bro, you tripping. Like, anyways, but advice. Let's do advice. Advice. Hey, y'all. First, I want to say I love you guys so much. I've been watching the pod since the beginning and been a roach for my girl Winter, period. Keep doing what y'all doing. So I've been dating this guy. I have known him for a while and we talked before, but nothing ever came of it. He wants to lock in and I'm all here for it because he fits everything. He's fine, tall, sweet, gives the energy I'm looking for. But this is the dilemma. He keeps telling me he loves me after a week, y'all, blowing me up at work. And I told him I can't answer. And he still proceeded to call and a few other things. Well, today is the day he called me multiple times while I'm at work. So I call him back and snap out. So I ask him, is there a medical problem? And he told me, yes, he's psychotic. What? So what I'm asking is, do I stick it out a few more weeks and see how it plays out? Or do I block him now? I know this was a long message, but I need y'all help.
Block, run.
Block and run.
Girl.
He's a lunatic.
He's a Looney Tune.
He's giving absolutely a lunatic. Not. Saying he loves you after a week is the first sign that a man is literally insane.
Love bombing you.
And don't even matter how fine he is, because I've had some fine ass guys turn out to be crazy as hell too.
Who?
Mr. Ghost?
No, not even Mr. Ghost.
Who?
The one who literally turned into a stalker.
Mr. Stalker. Mr. Stalker was fine as hell. My stalker was fine as hell, y'all.
We have some stories about some stalking ass men. What was
Right. No, Mr. Stalker was hella fine. For real fine. If I showed y'all him, y'all would be like, damn. And
was a complete stalker. Bro, when I'm telling you, I was driving around. This man had a notebook and was just looking crazy. And when he locked eyes with me, I got scared. I was like.
Don't matter how cute, fine, or sweet they are. I'm telling you, if he's showing you he's crazy, he's crazy.
He's crazy, girl.
And that other boy. That boy who be DMing all the time, who used to DM me all the time. The light-skinned one.
No.
He's a stalker.
Oh my God, y'all. No, literally, he's a stalker. He's a psycho. He's insane.
And he's not ugly, though.
And he's not ugly, but I have never done a thing with this man.
Like, I've never even met him in person.
So
he does the same thing to everybody.
So there's this guy.
In LA,
that there's this guy. He actually is a cute, he's a handsome guy.
He's handsome.
He's, you know, if you were to see him, you'd be like, all right, you're cute. Yeah, right. He's something. He is just like, he parties, he go out, he's in these situations. He's in like these good situations that you might want to be in sometimes in like LA. Or not even good situations, but you just want to, if you want to pop out, he's the person to probably know.
And I don't know how.
And I don't know how either, because obviously after a while, if you even hang around him, you'll be like, something ain't clicking up
I've
there.
Never even been around him one time. I've never even heard him, like if he's weird in person or
I
he's
think
cool
he can
in person.
Pull it together in person, but like his actions, like.
He's so weird in
so
the DMs.
So weird. So how this even happened, like in the DMs. So like I actually posted it on my close friends. I was just like, this guy is like
psychotic.
It's like weird as hell. Like he'll like randomly send me DMs like once a month, once a year, and it'll be like the most random like shit. He'll be like tagging other people.
Yeah.
And like I remember one time like I gave him my number years ago on like some like, all right, we're gonna go to this next spot. Where are you going? You know what I'm saying? Like that. And mind you, I've had the same number for years, which I need to change, but. Well, randomly text me, and I'm like, I when I got a new phone, he had texted me one time, and I was just like, who is this?
Uh-huh.
And he said his name. I was just like, wrong number. Why this bitch said, okay, Shy. I was like, how do you know? Is he watching me?
Like, what?
But no, like, it's just so random, like, how, like, the cutest men can be complete weirdos. So, baby girl, run.
Yeah, run for the hills.
Signs are crazy. The signs
run
be there.
For the hills. But anyways, guys, thank you guys for watching. Make sure you guys get those last few tickets for the Atlanta show. It is just about sold out. We cannot wait to see you guys. Make sure you guys go check out that Patreon. We got 2 new hour-long Patreon vlogs up for you guys, and we will be having more because we're about to do that little thingy thing that we just talked about, the little gathering.
We're actually filming tomorrow as well.
And
for,
yes.
We're some foodie reviews.
Yes, we're filming tomorrow as well. So, bye.
Bye. Love you.